Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains mentions of alcohol. If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. The Great Plains of Wyoming lay in front of you like endless horizon. You see a few antelope run by, and a few jackrabbits scurry around. It's quiet and peaceful. That is, until something sharp pokes your leg. You look down and stare in confusion. An antler poked you, but it wasn't a deer. It was a rabbit with antlers on its head. Killian, what is this creature?
A jackalope.
Yes. Let's open up the cryptid catalog and find out more.
So I didn't know jackrabbits were a thing.
Okay, so Killian, as always, first things first, we have to thank our friend Sebastian for introducing us to the jackalope. So what do you want to say?
Thank you.
All right. Killian, have you ever heard of the jackalope before?
Yeah, a little.
A little bit, okay. Oh my goodness, I was yawning.
It's like a hybrid, right?
Okay, so yes. So,
like the griffin?
Kind of. Okay, yes. So a jackalope is definitely one of those creatures that makes people pause and go, wait, is that real? So can you, before we get any deeper, can you describe what a jackalope looks like physically?
Like, it's like a rabbit mostly, with red eyes.
Oh, okay.
And like horns, like moose horns.
Moose horns?
No, not moose horns. Deer horns on his head.
Okay.
And it's like the hoe. It's like, do you know, it's like that woodcut lumberjack stories.
Yes, I remember those. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are correct. A jackalope is specifically a jackrabbit that has horns of a deer or an antelope. They are known to be super fast, and jackalopes are said to be dangerous, that hunters are advised to wear protective gear on their legs to keep them from being gored by the jackalopes.
What does gored mean?
Gored is like when something with horns, like, stabs you and, like, pierces your skin.
Is that bad? It's just going to be, like, a little scratch, right?
No. Like, go through your leg like a knife or a sword or something.
Like, impaling?
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
But, like, I have another question.
Go for it.
No, wait, never mind. I forgot.
Okay. So, stores in Douglas, Wyoming actually sell jackalope dough milk. But the New York Times questions the authenticity on the grounds that milking a jackalope is known to be super risky. One of the ways to catch a jackalope is to entice it with whiskey. So now you know where the alcohol comes in.
Yeah.
The jackalope's favorite beverage of choice. The jackalope can imitate the human voice, according to legend. During the days of the Old West, when cowboys gathered by campfires singing at night, jackalopes could be heard mimicking their voices or singing along, usually as a tenor,
which
is
like
a tenor is like, so like there are different types of voices, like a very deep voice, a higher voice, kind of. There's like they have different names. So a tenor. You should ask Nathan to explain that to you better, because mommy is not a musical person. Like I don't know like the deep inner workings of musical, like music and like singing.
Yeah.
Anyway. They are credited as being able to throw their voice and mimic the calls and cries of many mammals, even a chainsaw. So,
I can just imagine a little jackalope going.
I know. So, based on what I just told you, Do you think that jackalopes are real or a hoax?
I'd say they're real because, mm-hmm. like, hybrids can be a thing.
Correct. You're absolutely correct.
You can actually see, because, like, it's normal to see jackrabbits. So, who knows?
Who knows? So, if you were to ask me, do you want to ask me?
Yes.
Okay, ask me.
What do you think?
Okay, I think that jackalopes themselves could be real. Because you're right, hybrids do exist. Though I don't know how a hybrid of a rabbit and deer happened, but... we don't need to get into that right now.
Okay.
Anyway.
After show.
And anyway, now, do I think this little rabbit could mimic people's voices and things like that? That I find more far-fetched.
Yeah, like the add-ons, like, no.
But I think, but as a whole, they could be real.
Yeah, like, without all that throw your voice thing, I think it actually could be real.
Right, so did you know?
I feel like, do you know what I think?
Oh, go ahead.
So, you know how, like, stories are passed down, like, they add on to things?
Uh-huh.
Like, one person made the original.
Gotcha.
And then someone else added on, and then another person added on, like that.
Which we know is very typical of folklore, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so some folklore could be rooted in some truth, but then we add extra details to it.
Yeah, it's over time. Like, more interesting.
Well, did you know that some people find it so real that you can actually get a hunting license to hunt a jackalope? In Douglas, Wyoming, you can get a jackalope hunting license, which I think is pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like, driver's license are already crazy.
Well,
enough.
You do have to get it. You do have to get a license to hunt certain animals.
But, like,
like when you went fishing, we had to get you a fishing license.
And I have a fishing license?
You did. I don't know if it's still good, but you did. Yes. So anyway. So they have to be real, right? Like, if you could hunt them, or there's all these stories.
The people who just made the license, people are gullible and they believe whatever people say.
Well, that's the argument, right? So boiling it down, what we know about jackalopes is that they are folklore. And just as we said a minute ago, some folklore is rooted in truth and then we get added to it.
Yeah.
So, but as a whole, jackalopes are folklore. So the jackalope comes to us from the American folklore, specifically Wyoming, and they started out as a joke.
Mm.
So in the 1930s...
They're a jackalope.
In the 1930s, Douglas Herrick and his brother, hunters with taxidermy skills, popularized the American jackalope by grafting deer antlers onto a jackrabbit carcass and selling the combination to a local hotel in Douglas, Wyoming. Visitors to the hotel were enamored with the creature and began asking if it was real. Well, folklore loves a good story, so the legend of the jackalope was born. So we've been told that we're wrong and that they're not real, but I'd like to believe they're real.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn how to do taxidermy.
You are?
Because I loved those little taxidermy deers and raccoons at the museum.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was very cool.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to think if we have any taxidermy in our house. Mm-hmm. No, we have wet specimens, but I don't think we have any taxidermy. And we have skulls. Bones.
We have skulls.
But I don't think we have any taxidermy. Mm-hmm. I've seen taxidermy of people taking mice and making them do funny things like play cards and like dance and stuff.
I think that's funny. I want to do it with squirrels, and I'm going to dress them up and make them look like they're doing lassos.
That's funny. Yeah. Do you remember when we went to the Oddities Festival and they had all the taxidermy squirrels?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I wanted one so bad.
I know. They were very pricey, though. Understandably so.
Yeah, because, like, it's hard to make.
I'm sure it's very difficult. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's also very gross.
I'm sure there is gross parts to it, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so now would you like to hear a few firsthand accounts of jackalope encounters that locals in Douglas, Wyoming tell curious tourists?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So this is a story told by a cowboy to any tourist who asks about the jackalope. It was one of those nights where you and I both cannot stop yawning. It was one of those nights where the land stretched forever, moonlight making the Wyoming plains glow like silver. My horse, Dusty, was tired, and so was I. I set up camp near a rocky outcrop, started a small fire, and pulled out my harmonica. A tune my granddad used to hum came to mind, soft and lonesome, something that carried on the wind. I played a few notes, and then, clear as day, I heard my own song echo back at me. I froze. There weren't any canyons to bounce the sound, and I was alone. Dusty snorted, ears twitching. The fire crackled, the prairie grass rustled, but otherwise, silence. Then I played again, just a little, and sure enough, the song came back, sung in a voice just like mine. My skin prickled. I grabbed my rifle and stood scanning the darkness. Then, just past the firelight, I saw them, two glowing eyes, low to the ground. The creature stepped forward, and I nearly dropped my gun. It was a jackrabbit, big as a dog, with twisting antlers that caught the moonlight. Its nose twitched, but its mouth stayed still. And yet, somehow, my song was coming from it. I didn't breathe. The jackalope stared me down as if daring me to play again. Slowly, I raised the harmonica to my lips, playing just a few shaky notes. The creature's ears twitched, and then, I swear to you, it sang back. I bolted, left my coffee, left my fire, left everything but my horse and my gun. Didn't stop riding until the sky started turning pink. I never played that tune again. Okay, and here's another one called The Whiskey Trap.
Wow.
Old Gus always swore jackalopes were real, said his granddaddy once caught one using nothing but a bottle of whiskey. So one night, we decided to test the legend.
Do we have whiskey?
We do, yes. We were out near the big, but we're not in Wyoming.
Dang it. We can go, though.
We could.
It's pretty close.
Not really, but anyway. We were out near the Bighorn Mountains, a place folks claimed was prime jackalope country. We set out an old bottle of Gus's worst brew right in the middle of a clearing, then hunkered down behind some bush, waiting. Hours passed. The night got colder. Just when I was about to call it quits, there was a rustling in the grass. We went still. A shadow crept into the clearing, low to the ground, ears twitching. It sniffed the air, creeping closer to the bottle. I held my breath. Then it rose on its hind legs. I swear to you, it reached out its front paws like little hands, gripped the bottle, and tipped it back. The whiskey sloshed, and the rabbit drank deep. Gus and I exchanged glances. I had no words for what I was seeing. The jackalope finished drinking, wiped its mouth with a paw, then turned its head, and I swear it grinned at us. A deep, throaty chuckle filled the clearing, a sound too human for any animal to make. Then it bolted. We scrambled to our feet, but that thing was gone, leaving only an empty bottle and a set of hoof-like prints on the floor. We never spoke about it again. But every now and then, I wonder, did we catch the jackalope, or did it catch us?
Whoa, that's deep.
Okay, and now we have the speed demon.
I have a question. How was that jackalope so fast, even though it had drinking a whole entire bottle of wine?
Whiskey.
Sorry, whiskey.
It must have
drunk powers.
Maybe that's part of its magic.
Yeah.
That it doesn't get wobbly. The speed demon of Route 287.
Ooh.
Ooh. You see a lot of weird things driving long haul, but nothing ever topped what I saw on Route 287. It was long past midnight, a straight stretch of road through Wyoming. Hardly any other cars, just me, my rig, and the hum of the tires on asphalt. Then in my peripheral, I caught movement. Something running alongside my truck. I glanced over. My stomach dropped. It was a rabbit, but not just any rabbit. This one had antlers twisted like a pronghorn's, and it was keeping pace with me at 70 miles per hour. It turned its head, and I swear it was looking right at me. Not scared, not tired, just running smooth and effortless. I slammed on the gas, pushing past 80. The rabbit didn't falter. In fact, it grinned. That's when my radio crackled. Static first, then a voice. Tinny and warped. Slow down, friend. My blood turned to ice. I didn't slow down. I floored it. And finally, after what felt like an eternity, the jackalope veered off into the darkness. I didn't breathe easy until I hit the next truck stop. Come morning, I checked my rig. Found something lodged in the tire treads. Not roadkill, not debris, a single twisted antler.
Whoa. Cool, so it is real.
So did you like the stories?
Yes.
So basically what this boils down to is that the jackalope is on the is for the most part a fake.
Yeah.
However, those of us
that doesn't mean that not all of it is real.
Correct. So, but those of us with a sense of whimsy and love for the strange will decide that jackalopes are real. I've decided.
You know that
even though they've flat out said they're not, I don't believe them.
Well, you're saying that to Daddy, so...
No, the research tells us.
Oh, yeah. Here, what? I want to do one bonus thing.
Oh, okay, go for it.
How would you catch a jackalope?
Ooh. Are you asking me or are you asking the listeners?
Asking you.
Okay. Well, clearly, the whiskey seems to work. However, I think what I would do is put the whiskey underneath, like, a very gentle and safe trap. Not to hurt the jackalope. Strictly to keep it confined to a space so that I can look at it, see what it looks like, maybe take a picture, and then let it go.
Well, no flash photography, then it'll be like, dang, I got a scoop.
Yeah. So, yeah, no flash photography.
You know what?
And then let it go, because it deserves to be free. How would you do it?
So, it was cold. I'm just kidding. So, I would lay out a dog bowl of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And then... there would be like a little cage above the whiskey.
Oh my God, that's literally what I was thinking.
And then it had like a motion detector.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only prone to jackalopes.
Understood.
So like if it saw a jackalope, it would quickly catch it.
Oh, got it. That's a fair idea.
And after that, I would take it to see the world, and I would get rich.
You're going to exploit the jackrabbit?
What's this exploit mean?
You're going to use this poor jackrabbit for your financial gains?
Well, then I'm going to let him go.
I don't know, man.
I'm going to let go.
How would you feel if I traveled the world showing you off for money?
And I've got nothing to show, so.
You never know.
I don't think you would get enough money to.
Who knows?
For even a shilling.
Anyway. So what do you think about the jackalope? Do you like him?
I like him.
I think he's cute.
Yeah.
I think he's cute. I think he's cool. I think that...
You know how I think he makes the voice imitations?
Yeah, that part, I don't know if that part's true, but...
he just swallows all the stuff he can imitate.
Sure.
So, like, if he needs to make a chainsaw noise, he was like...
He swallowed a chainsaw?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Invisible little creatures.
What would you name a jackalope if you got a chance to have one as a pet?
I don't know. What about you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know.
Oh, go ahead.
Jackie Robinson.
That's insane. Let's see. Jensen the jackalope.
I don't know why.
That just...
Well, Jensen for sure, right?
Right. I don't know where that came from,
but... you're like, come on, Jensen the jackalope.
His name is Jensen, his middle name is The, and his last name is Jackalope.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's in trouble, Jensen the jackalope. Don't tell your uncle's full government name on this podcast.
No, I'm just going to say
Nicholas. No.
Okay, cut that part.
Anyway, So, what do you think the most interesting about the jackalope is?
I think it's because he's like one of the only hybrids out there.
I don't think that's true, but cool. Oh my goodness, I cannot stop yawning. Anyway, that is our story. Thank you to our friend Jax, or nope, thanks. Thank you to our friend Sebastian for suggesting a jackalope. That was very much a very fun episode.
Yeah.
If you guys have a cryptid or a thing that you want us to cover, just grab your grown-up, wait patiently for them to have time, and send us a message.
Ask them nicely.
Ask them nicely. And send us a message with your suggestion. And if we haven't gotten your suggestion yet, don't worry. We're working through them. I promise.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you for listening. I am Karina.
I'm Killian.
And this has been the Cryptid Catalog.
Until next time.
Remember.
The cryptids are watching. I was about to say the jackalopes are watching, and I was like, what?
Okay.